Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get started.
Straight from New York, yo, yo, this handsome ass.
You are now tuned in to Al Joe the Funk Master. Watch your grill yoga knocked out cold fast. And talking shit, now we talking facts. With the mountain off the back, you in trouble, came to burst your bubble. I don't shelter punches, they find home on your mind about a double. This the weekly scraps. You don't need a map, GPS, I'm right here to lead a dash. The world doesn't know it needs, but I grow the seeds. Planet fuck a name and a fame, only legacy remains. Remember the name, Al Jermaine Sterling.
It ain't shit, it ain't safe.
Motherfuckers!
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Weekly Scraps, episode 152, UFC 268 in the books. Man, we're rocking and rolling. It was a good fight week, good fight card. Obviously, for us, it didn't go the way that we wanted it to go for the team and whatnot, but sometimes that's the way the game goes, the highest highs, the lowest lows. And unfortunately for us, we were on the wrong side of the stick for this one, you know. So we'll get into that. But I got my guests in here today, Pumi. And I was going to give you guys these, you know, these earthly nicknames. But I'm not, you know, let's Steve and Pumi. Earth, you know, like from the ground, from the plant, you know.
It's actually blindingly bright in here.
Is it?
Honestly, Pumi, can you verify this?
We tried out a new hue, a new tint.
You think this is
straight out of Georgia? I forgot that I had this at Al's house, so when I went to go pick up my laptop, well, the laptop for him, I was like, Al, you got my sword, you got my dagger.
It's not Char.
It's dull, people. It's dull.
Oh, man.
So I left it in Becca's car, and she was like, don't leave that thing in my car. I'm like, No. So I'm thinking, like, you know, what are the odds of, like, what could have happened if she actually did get pulled over with this just on the back seat? Like, ma'am, I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
That looks really cool.
Slowly. Yeah, so UFC 268. Main event, we'll just get right into it. Obviously, Colby Covington, Usman, great fight, I thought. And Colby, I don't know, something about him, you just think the guy's just all talk and he just rubs people the wrong way, but he does what he does and he just be winning. Obviously, didn't win this one, but guy's good.
He's tough, really tough. I was falling asleep during the fight.
Oh!
No, it was really late. It was so late.
East Coast fights, man.
Dude, it's brutal.
It was like 1:19 in the morning by the time the fight started.
I mean, like, I honestly, like, I just vaguely remember the highlights. Like, I remember Usman hurting Colby in the second, right? Like, almost finishing him.
Yeah, yeah.
But Colby just fucking went right to his wrestling, which was awesome that he even used that in the fight a little more. He got that takedown, by the way, right?
The truck said that's not a takedown. What?
Dude, I'm telling you, I was like in and out, but I'm like, what the hell? Oh, man, he got a takedown. And then DC arguing with the whatever.
I told him, I'm like, look, I don't know whose credentials that guy has, but, like, he's wrong. Like,
he's wrong.
That's a takedown.
I mean, that's DC, like. If that man says a takedown, that was a takedown.
Yeah,
like,
your hands touched the mat, kid.
That's two.
There's no reaction time in college wrestling. You don't get a reaction time.
It was kind of impressive because I was like, all right, I thought the one thing Colby couldn't do would be hurt Usman. And it looked like at one point he kind of like landed that uppercut, like he swung that thing.
He hurt him in the first fight.
Okay, you might be right, but it never looked like his legs were like really out under. I gotta rewatch the first one, maybe.
I mean, Usman definitely hurt him more, but Colby definitely had some moments in that first fight.
I remember he landed in the first fight, but I never once was like, oh man, like, Usman's in trouble, like, he's gonna get, this is the first
In terms of like, oh, he might get him out of there, but it was one of those, like, yo, he definitely rocked him.
No.
I know you felt that. It was one of those.
That's fair.
Like Diaz, when he hits you and he points at you, it was like, ah.
The first time you were like, oh man, was this, like, his legs were kind of out where, like,
yeah.
So it did kind of look, I really didn't expect that. So, I mean, good for Colby for even staying in there.
Also, the cage, slippery.
Oh man, slippery. I knew this guy.
Finally.
I was like, this guy's gonna tweet about it. He's gonna thank DC, of course, and here we go.
I talked about it. Everyone's like, well, both guys have to deal with it. But I'm like, when a guy who just sits there and plots and just boxes, it doesn't affect him as well as someone who's throwing head kicks constantly, looking to wrestle,
like, movement,
footwork, because you're sliding off the step off in certain positions. So I'm like, man, it's a big difference.
Super apparent. Like, guys were like, like both slipping, like in the middle of like exchanges. So
they gotta figure that out, man. That's a bad look. Like, at one point, that almost cost Usman the takedown.
Yes.
He slipped, and then he almost got taken down. Yeah. I mean, luckily, he didn't get it, but
defense. But Dana said, shot in off of that. Yeah, and Dana was said that they must be spraying some COVID shit on it. And I'm like, you know, when I said this, everyone was like crickets, like, no, you're making excuses. I'm like, dude, I know what it feels like before COVID and, you know, during COVID times, but it's just definitely different. But even saying that, I was going to say that also people were saying, I have to look at it again. People were saying that he wasn't actually rocked. It was the cage that made it look like that.
That's possible. Dude, I'm telling you, I was really tired during this fight. but also people were kind of saying, like, I thought Usman won that fight. From my recollection, but some people were saying Colby might have. I don't know. Like, was that ever an argument?
Might have won the fight? Nah, yeah. Colby didn't win the fight. Definitely didn't win the fight.
Like, it was a good fight, and Colby's still up there, man. Like, yeah. He's still that dude. I think if you have to match up with that guy, you're in a tough fight, and I wouldn't want to fight that guy at 170 pounds. But, like,
how's the fight with him and Khabib go?
I don't know.
That's a crazy one, right?
Dana was even saying at the press conference, he said if Usman didn't exist, Colby Covington would be the champ.
That's I mean,
but
yeah.
Usman exists, so. I was like, damn, Dana, you're so right, but damn. But it is what it is. It was a great fight, though, man. I thought Colby really might have earned a lot of fans. And what I did respect the most was at the end and on the TV, you can hear it because we went to the hotel after Al's fight. We ended up just going back, just hanging out at the hotel. They had it on in the hotel rooms for free, I guess the fighter rooms. So we got to watch it as a team, me, Matt, Ray, Al, Weidman for a little bit before he went to go meet up with Vellante. And at the end of the fight, Colby goes over to him. He talks to him. You know, they kind of mean mug each other a little bit, kind of that stare, that face off. And then Colby goes up to him. I'm thinking like they about to scrap and Big Dan's right there about to separate it. And then he hears what they're talking about. And you can kind of hear it. And he's kind of like paying him respect. And then you can hear Usman like shaking his head. He was, I think he mentioned something like, let's get this money, you know, no hate, respect, and just trying to build the fight kind of thing. Kind of like a Conor McGregor, like, it's all business. All business.
No, yeah.
So,
man, I do got to say, though, he's talking about his dad.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how much business, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, also, like, he went right back to the shtick, like, during the press conference.
Yes,
like,
he did.
I'm like, bro,
which is hilarious.
Like,
hilarious.
Just, like, you lost. It's cool, like. I don't know. I liked what Usman said. Again, like, I just really don't understand people. Like, during, like, the pre-fight press conference, like, people are booing Usman. I'm like, what the hell is this guy? Like, why are you booing this guy? Like, this guy's done everything right. Like, the other guy's, like, exploiting you. What are you talking about? Like,
it flipped on fight night, though.
No. I did like that. Well,
because fans.
Flipping during that. Dude, I mean, New York is the worst because, like, at first they're, like, booing Colby. And then after, like, around, like, the third round, all of a sudden, I'm like, why are they cheering Colby? Like, wait a minute. And then, like, it just started.
Like, Colby chants, right? There was Colby chants.
Yeah, it was Colby chants. I'm like,
I mean,
he's
look,
fickle.
Colby can fight,
man. No, he's a good fighter.
And once he started picking back up after he got rocked.
Well, I didn't think he was going to be able to come back.
I was starting to be a fan of Colby. Like, I wanted Usman to win the fight.
Of course, but that was
Colby
very respectable.
Yeah.
Very respectable.
And it takes two, you know? Definitely. And I think when you have a storyline like that, all the drama leading up to you, that's how you get these megastars. And no disrespect, I don't think Khabib would be Khabib of this mega popularity of what he is if it wasn't for the villain of Conor McGregor.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
agree.
People knew he was good. People watched, but people didn't really watch. You know, they're like, you know, it's Khabib. He's going to Khabib people. But then him fighting Conor, he just made it, like, exponentially a bigger fight. And from there, he just exploded. I mean, in like, Dagestan, Russia, like, that area, everyone loves him.
Yeah.
But that Conor fight made him like an international star, like everywhere. Like, he comes to the States, he's pretty much a king now, you know?
Everyone
knows about him. It's all because of that fight. But what happened with that fight was the animosity, the buildup, the storyline, the drama, the real drama show, the tiramisu, all that, everything, you know? So it was cool to even see that and know that it takes two to tango and that he recognized, hey man, if these guys aren't going to build a fight, I'm going to build a fight, I'm going to get paid. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Make your money. At the end of the day, you can have a beer with these guys later on, you know? But right now, it's business.
Look, I think that's fair to, like, an extent. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's when I was listening to Weidman's podcast. Sarah was on there. And there was, like, a really good, I don't know if you heard their segment. They were talking about McGregor, which is probably, I mean, they kind of went in on it. But, like, it's like a guy like McGregor, like, you know, made more money than anyone, you know? Like, in terms of UFC, like, you know, he has an amazing legacy. And it's good you brought him up with the Khabib thing. Like, yeah, but, like, you're fucking punching old guys in bars.
See, but that's not nothing with the fight. That's just stupid. That's just stupid shit. Too,
but like, no, all of it is like, it all is like your persona, and it's all part of this, like who you are. It's like, dude, don't you want to like be in like the future? Don't you gotta like, you have kids and shit. Like, don't you have to be like, hey man, I tried to do this the right way. Like, hey, oh no, I was out there punching guys in bars, like fucking weird Italian DJs, like,
yeah,
you know, coked out of my, just like, dude, like,
see, that stuff would turn me off.
It's the same thing with Colby. That's why I kind of look, I'm a huge fan of Colby's skills and what he's capable of, like, but his, what he's saying,
I mean,
like,
he's not assaulting anyone.
That's fair too, but like, again, like,
he's not throwing dollies through glasses, through buses, you know, I think it's a little different. When you're talking about family, okay, I can understand that.
Come on, man.
But you got Connor. I mean, Connor's crossing all barriers and invading land, and you never know with him, because of who he is, what he might actually do.
Yeah.
Because you're fighting an old man at a bar.
Yeah, what the hell? Like, Machine Gun Kelly? Like, that guy's...
Yeah, while you're on a crutch. While you're on a cane.
While he's on a cane.
Yeah, like, he might actually win that. He got pictures. You're going to lose to Machine Gun Kelly?
That would just be a big L.
Man, that was one of the funniest things I ever seen.
Okay.
Man was trying to get at him.
Because a lot of what he's in is just straight up villainous. Like, it's just straight up not okay. At least with Colby, you do know, like, he is really trying to play up the persona. But like, even then, to like an extent, like, you don't want to do that to like, I mean, again, what are you going to tell your kids in the future? Like, hey, but I made this money. Like, you know, that's what it was about.
And I think can you be comfortable in your skin doing that?
That's a tough, if he's cool with that, all the power to him.
He's a broke kid. Connor's a broke kid. They came from nothing. And for them, they saw an opportunity to make truckloads of money. And in terms of, I mean, Cody's probably not making what he's making, but it's...
I feel like you could do that, but there's certain bylaws you shouldn't pass, dude. Like my whole thing is this. You got a religious guy. I'm not going to put alcohol in his face. You know what I'm saying? You can talk about like how bad he is in the ring. You could talk trash in that way.
Well, Connor's just kind of a piece of shit. So,
you're Colby. Like, you can talk your trash, but you don't got to bring in his dad to jail and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
But then what do you do as a fan? As a fan, what do you now do?
No,
what do you now do as a fan? What do you do as a fan now?
I don't want those fans.
No. Like, as a fan of wanting to see the other guy get his ass kicked for his words, what are you going to do?
You're already playing it up.
If you want
but they
that,
don't even know. That's the sad part.
If you want that, then you cannot be mad when somebody jumps a cage and starts fighting somebody's corner.
Yeah, no.
Like, you can't be mad.
No, I agree. I agree.
This is street justice.
You can do whatever you want.
That's 100% fair. I agree with that 100%.
Like, let's say if someone like spits at my mom or something like that, or like talks about my mom, like, all right, man, like, beating you in the ring is not going to be enough for me.
Yeah.
You got to punish him.
Yeah, like the Colby Usman thing. Like, I thought Usman like was going to swing on him again, like, right at the end of the fight. I didn't know there was going to be... I'm glad it was very respectful. And again, Usman, like, he did this everything, I think, the right way. Like,
What about Chiesa and Lee? Don't you talk about my mom. Even though that wasn't even really villainous at all, but...
Damn, bro.
And then what happened? You know what I mean? So it's like...
Hold on, I'm
ran up.
Yeah, I'm like... and to be fair, I feel like the Khabib thing, I'm like... I feel like he was pissed that he ended the fight that way, and Khabib took Connor took the easy way out and just let him just tap him. I'm like, nah. But as Khabib, you should be like, nah, I need to punish this man. Rearrange his face, like he said. Like, and that's why I felt like he jumped the cage, because he just didn't get it all out. He didn't get it all out of him.
Which is kind of awesome. That's sick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you make it that deep, that personal, if shit is...
I'm trying to hurt you, bro.
Then, like, you can't be mad at me. Like, you know what I mean? You can't be mad at me. And tell me it's part of the game. This is life.
It's all business.
Let's talk now.
Nah, man, but I think it's a good talking point, because I think people hate the shtick of Colby, but a lot of people don't even realize it's a shtick.
Well, I think a lot of people do understand it, and they're like, and I get it, like, it's a shtick, but I just don't like the fact, like, how far he's willing to take that shtick to sell out, like...
My friends think he's racist.
And I
asked him, show me one racist thing, Butch. I said, show me one racist thing that this man has actually said.
I try not to bring this stuff out. I don't want, like, this is...
No, but seriously, he said he makes monkey noises. I'm like, I don't ever recall him making monkey noises. I'm like, if I felt he was racist, I would definitely say...
He did say, like, the African something or rather when he's talking about Kamaru. He's like, He's like, take your something back to the sticks or whatever. Yeah,
he said, I
don't know.
But if you say that about Jamaica, I'm like, well, he's not lying. Is he making it up? I mean, that's not racist. Man, you know what I mean?
This man Aljo is truly built different. Like,
no, because I just think about it from a reasonable and logical standpoint. But if you're like using stereotypes and trying to put somebody down, that's
different. Look, I agree with this, but like,
and your race.
And like, if in a larger like that, like it just.
I know what you're saying. It's playing on the emotions of people.
People don't accept that. That's what I'm saying.
You can't be mad. Like,
and you're right too. But that's your opportunity to do that to that man in that ring. In that ring, slap that motherfucker and get what you know. Get your respect. Before I just feel like, imagine if you're fighting Kobe and he goes like, none of your people can drive or something like that. That's like, I'm like, all right, man, this guy is a fucking asshole. Like, you know,
that's like thing too. Like.
You gotta slap him at when you do the face over the press conference.
Yeah, but like,
yeah, or somebody tell me all you like is orange soda and grape juice. I'm like, all right, bro.
Well, that's tough.
One, I don't even like watermelon. You know what I mean? But it's just like, then I could be like, I could understand that angle where somebody could feel like that. But I'm like, I don't watch Kobe for the politics. I like the antics because it gets people upset. And I like to read the comments. I'm like, damn, you guys are all falling for it. Salty. Everyone's falling for it. And I understand what's going on. Even with me, like, people are really thinking that I'm parading around thinking I'm the champ. I'm like, I mean, technically I am. Just for perspective.
Ultimate self-burial king.
Just for perspective. Ultimately, I am. But do I feel like I won it the way most champions won the belt?
I want that to be rewinded.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? Like,
No. I 100% get it. At first, that's actually hilarious.
You know what it is? It's because at first you weren't. Like, you were like, honest about it, but then at that point people
didn't care
so hard.
Well, no, that's
didn't care.
That's,
so now it's just like, all right,
but you see what I'm saying?
Man, I'm gonna parade around with the belt now
and I'm gonna get you tight.
But okay, this is my thing. Like, 100%. Yes, like people don't actually care, but like we should, but also we shouldn't care too much either, like in that other way.
But
like,
we do. It's just human nature.
It's just stupid. Like, it's like the need to respond to like a guy with 2 followers, 0 posts that's always like, this man sucks. He's weak. It's like, you've never done anything in your life. Like, what are you talking?
He made
like,
a burner account.
Yeah. Like, it's that need to respond to that guy. Like, bro, fuck you. Like, no, I refuse. So I refuse to give that even satisfaction.
I responded to one of those guys one day. Remember that guy on the Shark Tank? And on the Shark Tank picture. And he goes, you know, just a little something. I'm like, yo, you're a keyboard warrior, blah, blah, blah. You probably never done anything.
But that's all.
And then he responds back.
With a whole essay.
3 paragraphs. And then.
It's like tight.
And then I'm tight. Like, yo, you're tight. And then I was just like, damn, bro, you need a hug. And
yo,
then he comes
sick.
Back with like 5 more paragraphs.
Nah, see, that's what
I'm like, come
but now,
on,
see,
bro.
But then, like, you gotta understand you're dealing with someone, like, mentally unwell. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, at this point, you
have time. Like, bro, the people have time to just, like, argue.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't know who's on the other side of that thing. They could be outside of our windows just waiting for us, you know? It's kind of creepy.
I treat it just like the old Xbox days when you're just talking trash online, you know what I'm
saying? That's kind of how I look at it. Like, people are just unreasonable and they say shit just to say it because if it can get you angry, then they won.
Yeah.
Then they won in their
trolls,
life. Yes, yes. Yes.
Go,
what's that picture I posted? Go get him, Sandman. Go,
oh, yeah.
And people were so tight.
That troll face.
So tight.
That was one of the best ones. That one in the picture they got of you with the vault.
Yeah. The next fight we got Namajunas is Weili Zhang. This one I thought was a lot closer than it would have been. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a huge Thug Rose fan, but watching the fight, I just thought the decision was going to go the other way. I was like, yeah, I don't know how they were going to score this. Because I'm like, it looked like from all the ice skating and the connections that Weili was landing, it made it look worse than what it actually was. And I didn't know which way the judges were going to give those decisions. So I thought they were going to give it to Weili. I was happy that Rose won.
Yeah.
It's like, hell yeah, fucking Thug Rose. Thug Rose.
Yeah.
Thug Rose. That's all I like to do.
But
good fight.
I was pretty sleepy, man. Like, I was just like, I saw there was controversy about this. Dude, I'm telling you, falling asleep like during these fights because they're so late in New York.
Come to Vegas.
For what? I thought Rose was winning. Like, I don't know. I thought Weili took the first round or like it was close early on. But I thought Rose definitely took her down and controlled the last round. That did happen, right? Like, She took her down, controlled that last round.
Last round, yes.
The last round, she hit that beautiful takedown into like a. Okay. Yeah.
No, so I thought Rose was winning, but I thought it was a very close and competitive fight. I thought some of the stuff Wei Li did was really interesting. Like, I thought implementing the takedowns early was cool, the kicks, but.
You could tell she had like a Cejudo mindset, ish type.
She attacked the hell out of her legs.
She was going after, and it looked like it kind of threw Rose off. She couldn't really enter, like get in really well. Usually lands that hook off that little. I mean, I just didn't think she was able to get much off on the feet as much as I thought she'd be able to.
Do you see when she cracked her, and then she had her rocked, and then Rose hit her with like a front teep kick to face at the end of the round? I was like, oh shit. That was crazy. Because I thought, I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. Because Wei Li was swinging for gusto, man. She was looking to take her out.
Oh, yeah. But
now she's like, I'm taking this belt back to China.
The great thing about Rose, she can adjust. Like, she's not going to sit there and fight the same fight. Like, she'll lose in that first round and in the second round, man. Like, she was able to keep Wei Li in the end of her punches. She's very, like, she got a good championship mindset.
I'm really impressed with just the fact that, again, I thought Wei Li was going to be able to kind of just out-muscle her, quite honestly. But. Nah,
she did a little bit. She was able to control her a little bit.
Yeah, but by the end, it looked like Rose was able to get the takedowns, control her. What's going on?
No, you guys, can you check that for me? Just make sure it's still going. Nah, it was a great fight, though. I think
I enjoyed it.
I thought Wei Li came, showed a much different side of herself, a much different version. Yeah. And
very well-rounded.
It sucks. I think the time paid off, but... Yeah. One thing someone always pointed out to me, there's never been a champ that won an immediate rematch for the belt, meaning not take a break and go fight somebody else, not you sit and wait for that champion to come back, like a DC Stipe situation, an immediate rematch. There's been no one that's come back and won the belt away.
Like, why do they keep doing this? Like, I would have loved to see Wei Li get another fight in before, like, win or, I mean, like...
Got knocked out.
Yeah, like, come on.
Cody Garbrandt, you got knocked out.
Again, she fought. Arguably, she won.
Jose Aldo, you got knocked out. No, like, fucking let these guys take a break and, you know, stop.
Well, at least Aldo does a short notice. But, like, no, still, like.
Which one's a short notice?
The second one with Holloway. Like
With Aldo?
Aldo and Holloway, yeah. Like, some Holloway was supposed to fight someone else, and then he got replaced then.
I don't remember that.
It is what it is.
But I'm just saying, don't take an immediate rematch.
No, I agree. Like, it was the same thing with the Colby fight. I would have liked to see Colby fight some other top 10 contender first, because now we kind of wasted the second.
He fought Woodley.
Wait, hold on. I was thinking about this for a little bit.
How Jake Paul beat
him. No. There is one fight. Shogun versus Lyoto.
That wasn't immediate, though.
It was an immediate rematch. But also, like, It was an immediate rematch.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was going to say it was immediate, because... Yeah. Shogun lost the first match.
Yeah, but he won that first fight.
But he won that shit.
Come on now.
But he won that shit.
I gotta verify this.
And then he came up, and then he came back in the second fight, knocked him out.
And yet, like,
tell me about his story.
Right back to back? I don't know. I'm sure there's other ones still.
It might not be back to back.
No, it was back. It was VOC. You know,
but
104, 113. I don't know why I know this. What a waste of knowledge. What a waste. 104. It was the co-main event.
Who was the co-main event?
I don't remember.
104? I think it was like Brandon Vera or something.
That's 105.
And Shogun is four forever. Did he retire yet? Shogun?
I think he should.
Damn. He looked kind of... I was going to say...
He's very good, though.
Yeah, great career. And then Puma tries to cover it. He's like, damn, he should. Trying to bury this man. Like, but what a legend. But absolutely.
No, he is a legend.
He's 100%.
But Shogun wasn't the champ when he fought Lyoto.
No.
So he lost to Lyoto first.
Yeah.
And then he beat him in the rematch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you saying it was like whoever...
Like the champion... Losing their belt has never
on the rematch
has never won the belt like BJ Penn.
Well, I'm gonna say the only person I've ever seen but recently that I can think of is just Anthony Joshua when he beat Andy Ruiz in the rematch. Obviously, I'm sure they're extenuating circumstances.
That's probably the closest thing.
But like,
Well, I'm just talking. I'm talking MMA.
Yeah,
in the UFC.
Difficult. Game. I don't know.
It's tough.
Difficult. Like, just making those immediate adjustments. Like within one fight. At least Colby did. You're right. He get that Woodley fight. I would have liked to see him get another. But
I would have liked to seen him get another fight. I think it would have been good to like
build this up a little bit.
Season him up a little bit, and I think it would have also built Colby up a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Because now, like, what does Colby do? At this point, Colby's not getting the third crack at the belt. Like, he's going to have to,
I mean,
like,
he's got to build.
He's got to go through Chimaev now.
That's a great, I mean, I'd love to see that.
He's got
to
go for the money fight.
What he called him, what was his nickname that he called him? Kamchat Chimaev.
I was like, oh, man. Best nicknames of the game.
He couldn't even take himself serious when he was saying it. Like, he was laughing. He was laughing when he was saying it. I was like, yo, this guy knows it's a joke.
I feel Dos Nachos.
What is it? Jorge Journeyman, Masvidal.
Journeyman. Street Judas.
Yeah, he doesn't stop. He's good, man. He gets you interested. Nerds and Virgins.
I think that's still hilarious.
Nerd Bash. Greetings, nerds and virgins. But yeah, I thought that fight was really good, man. I don't even know where Wei Li goes from here now either.
Maybe rematch with Joanna? I don't know.
Who? Zhang?
Yeah, if you would just want to get her another tough fight.
Joanna told Dana she only wants title fights from here on out.
Yeah, look, it is what it is.
Dana told her it's not how this works.
That's how that works. I think that's what that is.
She yeah.
Money. She's like, yo, that last fight. Think about it, man. Her head looked crazy. That's crazy. And then for the rest of the week, her face, I think, was another color.
She deserves to get paid. Are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, everyone deserves to get paid.
People didn't know it was her walking down the street. They didn't even realize. That's how hurt how bad it was.
You think about it, and you're willing to go through something like
this
that.
This card alone shows that.
Me some, like, nah.
This card alone shows how much, like, dude, Burgos, Billy Q. I mean, Billy Q, what a fucking guy. I mean, dude,
I don't even know why he even tried. At that point, after watching the Gaethje Chandler fight, I'd be like, nah.
Oh, yeah, no, really.
Hey, game plans, guys, abort, audible.
Both guys deserve 100K for that. Are you kidding me? That was a war. Like, and again, both guys for the Gaethje Chandler fight deserve $2 million because that was one of the craziest fights I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But like, nah, man, I get why Joanna's like, yo, nah, you gotta pay me. Like, did you see what I just did? Like, 25 minutes like that?
Yeah. That was that, and people forget, that was one of the greatest fights.
That was incredible.
Female fight, yeah. I think, of all time.
Like, of all time.
Yeah. You know? Female and men fight, yeah, I think, is one of the best.
Yeah. It was one of the 100%. Best, yeah.
Skill, heart, determination.
She won that fight, man.
Yeah. I thought she won initially watching it.
I was like, for your head to look like that, you definitely won.
Yeah, you
won this, but she didn't get it.
What sucks is, like, her probably seeing, like, Wei Li get an immediate rematch also makes her so salty.
I would be
like, you know what, like, where's my immediate? But she got her set of immediate rematch.
Yeah, but I say.
Oh, that's fair, too, actually.
Rose, she fought Rose twice.
About that. Yeah, wow.
And what happens? You don't win immediate rematches, man. You gotta readjust.
Yeah.
Gotta give your brain, like, it's like you almost gotta get away from it and accept it for a little bit. Make the adjustments, then come back and buy ice a fresh fight.
Here's the thing with MMA, like, everybody in the top five is tough as nails.
Yeah.
So it's like, you might not want to take that risk. Like, there's no tune-up fights.
Well, it's not like boxing. Level. Like, when Tyson Fury was able to fight, was it like Otto Wallin, whatever. Like, he's able to get someone.
Man.
He's able to get someone where it's like, all right, let me work some kinks out here. Like, you know, let me shake out the old cobwebs. Yeah, like, you don't get that.
They gave a Sun Tzu to Garbrandt. That was as much of a not a tune-up, but that's as much as a tailor-made matchup you could give him.
A Sun Tzu is pretty tough.
Yeah,
that man can split decision you to death.
No, really, he can scum you.
He really can. He really can.
That man can get you.
I've been there.
You know,
I've been there.
Inside leg kicks to an oblivion.
That next fight, break.
Varun Egger, man, that one broke my heart.
Yeah.
Obviously, and I called this on the podcast. I said I just think Vera's gonna win with the age, yeah. And I think he's a little bit more durable in terms of the shots he can take, and he showed it, man. Frankie, the couple of times that he did get touched, it just didn't look good with his reactions. And this is, I think he has a problem because of his style boxing. You know, he's super like this, and he's like feigning, and he's looking through the eyebrows. He has a lot of trouble seeing shots from underneath.
Yeah.
Brian Ortega, uppercut.
The middle.
Chang Sung Jung, uppercut.
Front kick right here.
Front kick.
Because he's over his feet, so he's almost.
Yeah.
And Sandman. Everything from underneath. It's like he doesn't have a good job reading
what was
it.
What's his name? Gray Maynard in like 2010. Uppercut.
Yeah. Oh shit! I didn't even realize it. Yeah. I mean, and that's why I don't. I hate. Like people who go chin down, look the eyebrows. I'm like, dude, you're so focused on everything up here that it makes it almost a delayed reaction to see things from underneath.
No, you're right. Yeah,
and that's why I don't do it, man. I like to just stay nice and loose. And if I'm going to sit in the pocket, then I try to get my chin down or try to get my head out the way.
No, I think that's fair. Again, like, everyone has to find whatever is comfortable for them. But look, Edgar, clearly it's been something that's
He's 40.
He's 40 at 135. This is a heavyweight.
That's
like,
also the problem too, man. Because like
his style isn't age well.
Because he was moving well in that first round, yeah. But then the third round he started plotting a little bit.
But also, like you just
and
saw,
that's when the shots started coming in, man. The less he started moving, the more Vera was able to just hit him.
But Vera was cutting him off, keeping the pressure on him. There's only so much you can just circle,
no
and then you have to attack.
The man had
right?
no respect. Even when he did attack, though, no respect for any of his.
Because it wasn't like hard. It was like oh, he's touching me. He's winning, but I'm gonna get you with one. I just need to get you with one.
Like 10 years ago. Frankie Edgar, he wins that, like...
100%.
But, like...
Uriah Faber.
I don't think he has the chin.
But that's
the
same, thing.
He doesn't have the chin.
The guy who fought BJ, this is not the same guy. This is a 40-year-old, like, it sucks, because, like, this we're kind of... Just, like, looking at, like, some of the card, like, a lot of the East Coast guys were on there. And again, it was kind of tough night for the East Coast guys, but, like...
Something about the Garden, man. We just got to stop going
fucking,
there.
It's cursed, man. That's tough.
Wyman and I were talking about this, like, yo, nothing ever good has happened to us fighting here in New York, especially at the Garden. It's just, like...
But, like, it's a lot of the guys that have been kind of, like, I don't want to say, like aging out, but, like, it is starting, like, a previous generation kind of fought last night. And seeing Frankie, like, dude, he was, I think one of the, I think maybe Anik, someone read this out, like, it's been around since, like, 2006. I'm like, are you kidding me? 2000, that was 15 years ago. Dude, that was 11.
It's a lot of damage.
That's a lot. They had the most octagon time in the cage. I'm like, it was like 8 hours. I'm like, 8 hours? Are you crazy? How let this man get an office job. Like, dude, just give him whatever he wants. He earned it.
He deserves a pension.
Nah, dude, that is crazy. 8 hours?
A lifetime of fighting, I don't know. Lifetime of money, I don't know.
If they give him another fight, they have to give him someone similar in age. Like, maybe make him fight Faber. Oh, they fought already before, right?
They fought.
Yeah, there was like the super fight that they did one time.
It was in the
actually,
Philippines.
I think it was short notice, right? Yeah, because it was in the Philippines.
That was a great fight.
I would argue at this point, Faber could take a shot better than
100%
than Edgar right now.
And based on what we're seeing, it sucks to say too. But I mean, think about the fights Edgar's been in. Like, of course, your body just can't take that. Like, that was the Great Maynard fights were 10 years ago.
Yeah,
I mean that. Like, that
I just don't want to see him get hurt no more,
man.
That's really
tough
it.
To watch. Like, as a fan, like it's just tough to watch, man.
The thing is, he's still looking good at points. You're like,
he still can move.
You just want to see him squeak out the W.
Yeah.
But it's like,
it's
like hitting pads, though, right?
Yeah.
You can look good hitting the pads, but it's like, how long can you do that for?
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
It looks like
unfortunately,
on the tail end.
Yeah. So I just hope he decides to maybe do one more, make this last payday, and hang it up, please.
So what was Cheetah doing with all the disrespect? What the hell was
that? Nah, I mean, Cheetah was just saying that his post... I wasn't happy with it. Like, Matt was like, what's that about? I was like, yo, he's kind of a punk, bro.
Yeah,
like,
right? That was
he's got, like,
shit.
This... Like, he was never like that. Like, when I first met him, it was at the UFC fighter retreat, and he was super cool. He was like, yeah, one day we might fight each other. It was super cool, chill. I was like, all right, this guy seems cool. Like, yeah, I know we might eventually... I thought he was good. And then he survives, you know, we're both still here, still one of... Like, we're, you know, that's pretty much what it is in the UFC. You survive to be around this long. We both got in almost the same time. Mm-hmm. He's got 10 wins. I got 11, which should be 12 because they didn't count the head and brow. But we're both one of the most winningest fighters in the bantamweight division.
Yeah.
He's a dangerous guy. But then after I made that one comment about the Sean O'Malley fight, and I didn't even say it was a fluky thing. I said that reaction that he had in terms of the leg happening like that, that's the fluke right there. That doesn't happen every single time you throw a calf kick. Mm-hmm. But it did. And I said, Cheeto threw the kick. He gets rewarded for it. And he took that the wrong way and was like, fuck you. You want to talk about fluke? You acted your way. And then he just started antagonizing me, saying a whole bunch of shit. I'm just like, good luck to you, Cheeto. And I just nice and short, good luck to you, bro. Good luck to you.
I just didn't like, I mean, again, like, no one.
Why is he giving him the finger and all that, man? Especially
like,
even after
come on,
it's
Frankie
finish.
Edgar,
bro,
man.
Frankie
like,
Edgar, bro. Have some
you
respect.
You gotta have some respect,
what
bro.
A belt.
He said it was my family or your family when we're fighting. He was like, no disrespect, but we're in the moment. He tried to size me up. I wasn't gonna walk away and make myself look like a punk. And I'm like, I get where he's coming from. I don't know.
Him, I think he also gave him the finger, no?
But,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't even know about that, but like...
No. That part I don't know about.
He should understand. Like, you look more like a punk when you're giving him the finger than you would have just walking away. Like, that's, that's a punk move. Like, you're already fighting.
He could have been like, you know, something,
exactly.
But you get, like, all right.
Like,
I'm like...
You see, like, that...
I'll tell you what, man. Robbie Lawler and
Rory
perfect. McDonald did it pretty good.
Just look right at each other. Like, all right, bro.
Give anybody the finger.
Yeah, just that...
Bro, it goes back to the same Colby Covington thing. Like,
you can just back it up.
You don't gotta be crazy and talk about somebody's dad.
Nah.
You
can just
you can
do
still
it.
Do it and get your message across.
Yeah. Usman just does it. That's what I like. Like, he just, nah, he does the thing. Like,
yeah, but if, I think you're right, still right about that. But I think when you do stuff like that, people want to see you get your ass kicked for your words. They're like, there's no way you just talked about this man's pops like that after he got out of jail.
I was happy when Kobe got rocked, I'm not gonna lie.
Of course. What?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's street justice. Like, that's what I mean. Like,
no, of course. That's what I'm of course.
Like, yo, you were saying those words?
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. That's how it felt. Like.
But that, yeah. So I just think that was Kobe's intent in trying to get people to be like, no, I got to see this guy lose. Even though I don't think he even gets pay-per-view points. I'm like, unless he has a specific contract as a non-champion, only champions get pay-per-view points unless you're McGregor. Maybe Masvidal. I don't know how that worked out. Might have weaseled his way in there. I don't know. And weaseled in a good way, not weaseled in like a bad way, you know? But
yeah, someone's already writing an article about this.
Right, all right. Now. Aljo calls Masvidal a weasel. Mike.
Masvidal, weasel, rat, scum.
Guy can do my Donald Trump face.
Don't hit his day.
Let's go, Brent.
Billy Q.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. So this was crazy. These guys trying to follow up after a tough act to follow.
Dude,
and
that's the night on like any other card. Like, yeah. That was a great, and Billy Q, tough as hell. Dude, like,
too many calf kicks he took too early.
Man.
And he refused to go southpaw. I'm like, I know this is probably uncomfortable, but bro.
I mean, first of all, bro. Just, the ball's on the guy to be like, all right, fuck it. Like, that third, if anyone called that fight, like his corner himself, like the ref, no one would have been upset. Everyone would have been like, yo, that man fought his balls off, like respect.
I mean, yeah.
But this man went in there and still was like shooting takedowns and shit. Like, he was still going for it.
Yeah.
Respect, 100%.
I always knew Billy Q was tough, but after this fight, I was like, yeah, that man's gangster.
Yeah, that's 100%. That's it.
Respect for that guy.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel so indifferent about that. I'm like, I always say, like, it's cool to know that you're tough, but I just never really like having to show it.
No, of course. Yeah. Well, you'd rather not.
I'd rather not show it. And I'm not saying that he goes, but I mean, a lot of his fights kind of, I feel like he fights in such a way where
that's just his
style. Yeah. Like, he's going to be tougher than you. He's going to out cardio you and just put a pace on you and take like his licks, trying to give you his licks.
It's kind of like the first fight of the night. Like, someone was saying, like, you know, Chandler could have fought that a little more strategic. I'm like, but how does this guy, how else would you describe his fight style? Like, the guy goes after it, bro. Like,
yeah.
So, like, what's it up? Like, oh, be strategic, look for this. Like, I mean, I'm saying it's just some people's styles, man. Like, it's just whether they want it to be or not.
I mean, also, that man Chandler went into that fight wanting to just give the crowd whatever. Bro,
that man will always have my respect for
like,
this.
After the fight, you see him walking down. Like,
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Like, that man is
now
like.
He lives it.
That's another guy. I hope he's getting pay-per-view points, man, because...
I think so. I think he might have came in with a special contract himself, too. Coming in as an alternate right out of the gate for the title shot. Gaethje, Khabib, like, what?
Sick so far. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, he's here for a good time, not a long time, you know what I'm saying? And he's showing that. He's showing that already. But even just to go back with Shane and Billy... Great fight, and nothing to be ashamed about for Billy. Shane Burgos is a veteran. He's fought some of the best guys, Josh Emmett, Edson Barbosa, and had a lot of wars with those guys. Mm-hmm. So for him to lose to another guy, another New Yorker like that, he now trains in New Jersey, but he's originally from New York, Monroe. Mm-hmm. And do what you do, man. He's a badass himself, you know. I felt bad because I'm like, I like Shane, but I had to try to be like, you know, like – very, very as neutral as I could be, but still slightly pro Billy.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of those type of situations.
Come on, Billy Q's our guy.
Yeah,
awesome,
so
man.
It's just one of those things, man.
No, tough fight, but again, Billy Q loses no one's losing respect for him for that. Like, that was an awesome fight.
Man. Yeah, but it was good fight. No shame in that. And I don't know what's gonna happen with him from this. I know Dana says he's gonna send him something. We were actually talking about. Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. They deserve it, man. Those guys fucking killed it. And like we were saying, talking about Gaethje and Chandler, man, these guys, Chandler, as you were saying, like he could afford more strategic, but he doesn't. But in the beginning, I felt like he had a plan.
Oh, with the kicks?
With the kicks. Yeah. And it was working.
But kicks are tiring.
Very tiring.
And like, again, like, exhausting. someone was like, keep kicking him. I'm like, look at him. I'm like, the man can't stand. You want him to kick? Like, first, do some footwork. Like, tell him to move a little bit, then he'll kick later.
You gather yourself.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, like why was Chandler's hands down? I'm like, because putting your hands up requires energy.
Yeah,
like,
people don't get that.
Yeah, like at that point, the guy just accepted, like, I'll take a hit to like keep my hands where they are. Like, I'm not.
Bro, I'll hold pads for people for the first time. After one round, they're sitting there like,
oh yeah, arms down, like,
arms down, can't even pick.
It's exhausting. It's tough. But that's his fight style. Like, unfortunately, he's not like a, I don't know, like a Wonder Boy. He's not gonna pickpocket, like, you know, hit and move. Like, I think he fought to the best, honestly, like, of his. And again, dude, come on, who else? We saw the countdowns and everything. Like, who else just mutually agrees, like, this is about to be the most violent fight you've seen, like, yeah, this shit's how often does that live up to that?
That guy, I don't think he was really out there to even just, like,
no, that was
win
for
this fight, as in, like, win this fight. I think he was literally there to fight.
Now, that was awesome. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gaethje looked sick, though, man. Those uppercuts.
Those uppercuts were hellacious, like.
Hellacious.
I was like, sweet. There was one where he throws an uppercut hook. If he did rock him with that uppercut, that hook,
the
I think,
hook would have
ended.
Him.
I think it would have ended. Yeah. But it was just too, like, he was already gone from the uppercut.
That would have been like fighting on overtime mode in Super Smash Brothers with both guys with their damage at 300. And as soon as you touch that person, it just go flying off the screen.
I thought that fight was done. Like, at that moment,
disintegrate.
PK free.
But now the man, he made it back to the map. Like, he survived.
He survived.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, holy shit.
Hit that PK thunder. I got the ledge.
You know what's crazy too? Like, someone was saying, like, Justin Gaethje, fighting is just so weird, man. Like, Gaethje couldn't knock Chandler out. Oliveira just lands that perfect shot, gets him out of there. Like, one shot KOs him. It's just like, I mean, who would you say has more power? Gaethje?
I think it's just a perfectly placed shot.
Yeah, no,
that's the difference.
That's it.
In the transition, he had his hands down, and I think he was just looking at him and then didn't even think about it and just caught him off guard.
That's what you don't see. Sometimes, yeah. You know what I mean?
Crazy to think about, though.
And sent him right to the canvas.
I mean, dude, I'm shocked some of those shots. Also, that takedown.
I was right about to say that.
Yo, are you kidding me?
Grammy.
Had this man in the air. I'm like, no way. And this man just rolls.
I wonder how the stats, I wonder how they score that. Like, takedown, reversal.
I think by wrestling standards.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Right?
He created a scramble.
But also, like,
there was no control.
You know what's
no
crazy?
Control.
Everyone's like, you know, oh, man, everyone knows now after Khabib beat him. Like, you just got to wrestle him. I'm like, is Khabib, he's just that good, right? Like, Chandler looks like a beast wrestler, D1, All-American, like, and he has the look. Once he, I mean, the instant he got him down, what's his face? Gaethje popped right back up with a spring.
It was a little different, though.
No, that's
he
fair.
Picked
he
him up. He tried to scum him.
He tried to scum him.
What was it?
Gaethje on the way down was like, no.
No shot. And it might have looked like almost Chandler rocked himself.
On the way down.
Yeah.
No, but there was the difference. Just like Khabib, when he grabbed him, it just looked like there was no space ever. I don't know.
Tight. He got in on those legs, wrapped them up, and laced those legs immediately.
Different style.
Yeah.
Grappling.
Yeah, interesting.
Wrestling.
Who was fighting? Oh, that kid Javid was fighting on. He was fighting that kid from Israel who called him a terrorist.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
Oh man, body.
And
man.
He got in on the cage and on a takedown. He was trying to lift, and I go, Javid, you don't have to lift him. He looked over. He said, the one thing I definitely remember hearing was when I was trying to pick this guy up, and you said, you don't have to lift him. And I said, oh yeah. And then he just scummed him for the easy takedown. Like yes. You don't have to use all that energy and do all that craziness where you don't know what's going to happen.
Earning people contracts.
I mean, he was kicking his ass regardless, but I think that contract was coming no matter what. Yeah, that kid deserved that. See, that was a kid who deserves to get his mouth street justice right there.
You gotta call somebody a terrorist? Like,
but how many people tuned in to see him get his ass kicked?
That was really worth fighting with.
You see what I'm saying? It's like you almost can't have one without the other. It's like fans are like,
I might watch you fight.
No, I got to watch you get your ass kicked. No, this guy's an asshole.
We got to, like, make it so that way the bad guy always loses. Because, like, I can't have the Frankie Edgar Marlon Vera thing going on, man. Where, like, I leave heartbroken.
I mean, like, the Colby Woodley thing is kind of crazy. Like, when Colby fought Woodley and Woodley was saying some wild stuff and then Colby won that, I was like,
well, man,
why did
Woodley,
like
Black Lives Matter?
That's when like the that's
I
when
was
you're
like Woodley.
Man, what am I looking at right now? Like you,
we'll
this guy won.
I thought Woodley was about to get that man.
Bro, He said, I'm here so I don't get fined. And then Kobe Covington taxed him. Oh, man.
Fined and tax.
I'm talking that Gaethje Chandler fight. Sorry, go back to that. One of my favorite fights, just ever. Just because, again, like, two guys who just agreed, like, all right, let's just have a absolute battle for a while.
What do you, like, if you rewatch a fight like that, what do you get out of it? In terms of, like, if I'm trying to learn the game, am I, like, am I getting inspiration from any of this? Because I'm like, dude, what do you think is, like...
Well, I mean, if you're going to get
it in the same vein as, like, Gilbert Melendez,
Diego Sanchez, just rocking.
I'm watching it for that.
Yeah. That's what this is. I love that. Like, but you do have to respect their heart. I mean, like, Gaethje's a dirt. Yeah. Gaethje is technical. Like, he saw, like, he did...
But she's actually getting paid.
Like, no, look, they deserve to be super paid for that. At that point, man,
if I was making that much bank for this, fuck it. Why not?
Right now, what? Go crazy?
Right now, for one fight, maybe. Like, if they're paying you that much, let's say you're getting paid, Aljo.
That headache, I'm going to get you a whole bottle of aspirin for that head tomorrow. Pause. For that headache.
You know what I love, too, was Eddie Alvarez was at the event, too.
They didn't show him no...
Come on, of course.
I was like, they're not going to show my man love?
I did love the fact that, like, he's at the event, and obviously Gaethje, and he has history with both the guys. I'm just like, yeah, I just love that. Like, that's in some alternate universe...
He beat Gaethje.
Yeah,
going to the body, which Chandler started doing. I was like, oh...
He did have a way. Like, he could have... Yeah. There were, like, parts of game plans he was picking that.
Yeah. I was like, shoe shine.
He was swinging to the body. Like, he owed him money. Like, that was... Again, great fight.
I felt like Gaethje was going to win that fight, but I didn't want Gaethje to get beat up, to get beat up like that. I was like, Chandler, you have to give him some damage back to the face. You can't go home with your face looking like
The only thing. Gaethje didn't look like he was in a
fight. Yeah, that's what I'm like, how can you score this for this man?
First round, like,
he almost sent him.
I thought he landed that crop. Dude, Chandler's got to be one of the most explosive athletes in the UFC because when he lands that cross, it looks like an explosion. Like,
bro, your whole head and brain cells are absorbing all that torque and impact. Yep. Just think about what that force is driving through you.
Captain America punch, bro.
Falcon punch. He just
throws a ball.
Oh, yeah, the medicine ball.
That's a punch coming out of your face.
That's a Falcon punch. Falcon punch.
I really
the game right there.
He's all right. So he gets frozen. but yeah, the main card was great, man. There were some other really good fights. Obviously, this is going to be really long if we did all these cards week, so we can't. Yeah, we just definitely can't. There's too many good fights, and I don't want to not give all these guys love. But we're already, rolling. This is how much we've already been rolling so far. Yeah. The Pereira guy came in 4-3-1, now 4-1. Got that guy tired, came out second round, put his ass away, and looks promising, man. But if they give him the right matchups, he could pull up McGregor and get to the top with the right matchups.
He's going to have to still get past a guy like Jack Hermanson, though. You know what I mean? Or someone who can take him down, you know, and fight that kind of game. So,
I mean, at middleweight, he's middleweight, right?
As long as he doesn't get tired.
Yeah, like who are like the better middleweights, better middleweight wrestlers? I can't really think of like...
What's the name? He fought Jack Hermanson recently. Forgot his name.
Well, he's Gastelum, but he doesn't really wrestle.
Gastelum.
Definitely not Shabazzian.
Shabazzian. Man, we're forgetting one guy. He's actually pretty good. I gotta look this up.
Jared Cannonier?
Brunson?
Oh, Brunson's kind of the best wrestler. Blonde Brunson's the...
Brunson
y'all better be scared of Blonde Brunson, all right? Like, this man is wrestling everyone out here.
It's literally Brunson and Weidman the best wrestlers at 185 right now that I can think of.
So. That's it, so...
And maybe the only guys in the top 15.
So you're right, Pereira might have a good...
He has a good shot.
A good shot, actually.
Make that run.
I think Jack Hermanson can get him down.
He's not a wrestler. His takedowns are like,
wrestler.
And also, like, if Pereira...
ground game is dangerous, but you gotta get the, like, even like Ortega, when he fought those guys, he can't get them down. He's gotta be able to have an offensive takedown.
And, I mean, the fights aren't standing, or the rounds aren't standing. I'm saying Pereira can send anyone. Like,
even Billy Q's wrestling is not the greatest. I mean, look at those takedown attempts. I was like, damn, dog, if you only had one solid takedown,
that's your go-to.
Like, if I could just get here, I get this man down, and I could use my black belt. It's a different game. Yeah. So I just know Hermanson would have to hope that he slips on that canvas and he could just jump on top.
Hey, some people are good at that.
Yeah.
Some people.
I could only imagine, like, Adesanya is probably getting super annoyed every time they bring his name up. They bring up Adesanya. They're attached at the hip. If I was him, I wouldn't either. I'm like, what am I supposed to say about this guy? Like, it happened years ago. It's a different sport. It's a different time.
You watch that fight, like, Adesanya was winning, like, whatever. Like, I mean, Pereira just lands like a truck.
Literally. Yeah, it looks like he hits really hard.
Yeah.
Like a Lineker type.
I think all of his, or a couple of his knockouts, like, vicious, whatever.
He's got that, guy's, like, he's got that Tommy Hearns, like,
I look scary.
Long and powerful, like, that's scary.
This is way too many fights.
Nah, that was good fights. What else can we talk about? What else we got coming up?
I mean, we got Bobby Green, Ally Quinta. Obviously, it didn't go the way we was hoping for. But and I talked about it. It's like, yeah, I got to really do MMA training if I'm going to be doing these fights. It's like, there's not going to be many Diego Sanchez fights where he gets away with literally swimming and lifting.
Yeah.
And maybe hitting the pads here and there and fighting and hitting a pinpoint right hook and right cross, you know, sending guys to the canvas. And I agree, you know. I mean, even though he had that really great fight with Khabib on a day's notice, completely different style, it is what it is. He's an injured guy. Yeah. You know, his knees have never been the same since the Ultimate Fighter TV show.
Yeah.
And he still managed to rattle off those five wins.
What's so amazing, too, like, look, Al doesn't complain. He doesn't say, like, he's not bitching about this on the news. Like, he goes in there, he does the, like, nah, he works his ass off. Like, no, that's what sucks, but, like, like, someone was saying, like, Bobby Green, I think he's had seven fights while Al had his last one. Like, dude, the guy got in the cage seven times. Like,
yeah,
it's tough for, you know, it's a tough ask, man. Like, hey, you've been out 2 years, get in there with this guy.
And he's gotten better, man. Yeah, that was, I mean, the way he landed those, the 1-2 was like, picture, that was like, before he'll throw, and I was emulating him, you know, obviously I'm not sparring with him, like, letting Al work. And it was just, fast, accurate, super straight, right down the pipe, and it just, you know,
it's tough.
It is what it is. I mean, Al was in relatively good spirits.
Good.
You know, he did stuff, and he said it sucked, and, you know, rough night. And obviously, after losing the Volante fight, too, after dominating pretty much that first round and that happening, you know, things just kind of went left really quick. But that's what the sport is, man. Like we said, the highest highs, the lowest lows, and it's hard to get in there. And the same thing I was telling my brother, like, he wants to fight again. And obviously, I love my brother, whatever. But it's just like, I want you to train if you're going to fight, not just try to jump in there, especially at the pro level.
I just assumed that was the prerequisite to fighting, like training.
You have to train.
That was just like, you kind of have to do that to fight. There are people going out there just not training and fighting? Like, I want that guy. Like, that's the guy I'd like to fight next, please. Like,
yeah, full training camps. Like, even if you're an athletic beast, you could be super strong. If you don't get that guy out of there within that
three, four-minute
window, I don't think anything good is happening for you. That's just my personal opinion.
That's exactly right. Look, here's the thing. Like, this is a sport at the end of the day. If you're not working as hard as you possibly can, somebody who is going to beat you.
Yeah,
that's just it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, have you seen these Dagestanis recently? Like, is anyone looking at these guys? Like, is no one worried about this invasion?
Last week was nuts. That was that Dagestani, not even just Dagestani, that Russian invasion, that Middle Eastern invasion is
Eastern European.
Yeah,
probably training this week. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, look, you remember that Khabib interview?
Back in the room, they're working hard, man.
Yeah.
You remember that Khabib on Mike Tyson? Like, dude, when he was like, yeah, you know, it's pretty easy. You just train every day, twice a day, you know. And then also, like, you know, maybe you get a week off if you after you win a fight. Maybe. I love how he's just like, maybe. Like, yeah, like, maybe you get a week off. I'm not even sure about that. Like, dude, these guys just live it. Like, these guys aren't. I think that, dude, you, I mean, until
people, I think a week is more than reasonable.
No, yeah, well, of course. But this guy's like, all right, I guess you get a week off. Like, it's like, dude, this guy's fucked. I mean, these guys are. I mean, they're about it. No one can question that.
Yeah, it is scary, man. I obviously, with people on our team, I don't want to see nobody getting hurt.
No, of course.
And obviously, it's a fight. You're going to get punched in the head. You're going to take some brain damage to a certain extent.
It's what you signed up for.
It's what we signed up for. It's what we love to do. And, it makes us feel alive. But to get in there unprepared, knowing it, that's what I can never get behind. I can never sit there and be okay with that. That's what I have to kind of draw the line where it's like, yo, man, what are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing? I couldn't feel right not saying that,
no,
you know?
Of course.
Yeah.
No, but then even then, you just said that would just, that'd be a poor reflection on your actual life. Like, dude, you're just cool doing that. Like, what else are you going to just half-ass if you're going to just do that? Like,
yeah.
That's just a bad look.
And other than that, iQuint is successful in so many different avenues of life already. And I think he got that worth ethic from his parents, wrestling.
Yeah, I was one of the hardest workers.
Yeah, so whatever he decides to do, if he wants to fight again or not. Yeah. And I think he knows if he's going to fight again, I think he wants to do full training. And hopefully they can figure out the whole knee situation and get him back. If not, well, I don't know. I mean, his journey, his story is still being written. So, and we were talking about it in a group chat between myself, Vellante, and Al. And Vellante was saying, you know, this kind of sucks, whatever. And I was like, yeah, it does. But I was like, honestly, man, look how much good moments this sport has given us and how much we've been able to provide for ourselves and our families just by doing this. Like, we know it's the highest highs and the lowest lows. And that's pretty much what I said. It's like, let's enjoy the good memories and the good times that we did have. We kicked a lot of ass. We've gotten our ass kicked a couple of times. But for the most part, we've kicked more asses than, you know, than we've taken, you know, in that regards. So let's try to make the most of the night and at least enjoy each other's company, you know, for while we can, while we're still here. Obviously, Vellante's retired now. Yeah. That was his last one. And it's just one of those things, you know. So eventually Father Time catches up to all of us. And I mean, I even feel like my back's against the wall a little bit in regards to I don't want to wait to find out during the fight where I get hit and I do one of those like late reactions, delayed reactions where I'm blinking like after I got hit and I'm like, yeah, that this might be a sign that's getting close to the time. And obviously, I haven't taken that much damage over my career, but it's just one of those things you got to be honest. Yeah, you got to be cognizant about it and got to be honest about it and really be keep it in perspective because at the end of the day, I want to be able to hang with my kids, yeah. articulate things to my kids and other people just in everyday life. And
just have a good quality of life.
Exactly. Man. Like, this is fun. You know, getting older and after having this neck surgery really put things into even more of a perspective. Like, I always talk like this, but even put it into a more perspective, like, yo, man, you're getting old, man. There's only how many more fights are you going to actually be able to do at this rate?
But how old are you, Andrew? 32?
32. And it's like, at this rate, it's like, how many more fights can I have in a year? Mm-hmm. You know? So I look at it like that, man, and it's like, this is coming, it's going to come to a close soon, man. Those curtains are going to eventually come down.
I mean, for everyone, though.
Yeah, for everyone. But I'm just, like, when you think about it for yourself, you're like, damn, yo, like,
do I have to really start thinking about it? About Al, like, you know, his story, you get to write that book however you want.
Yeah.
However you want to end that, that's up to you. Like, that's the best part, I think.
It's crazy. It's kind of
also, like, for some people, I think the scariest part. But, like, again, just, what do you want to write? That's it.
It is. And so I got to make sure I make my money. PDN, you better shut the fuck up. Beat that motherfucking ass. Chris Curtis took this fight short notice, knocked this guy out, scummed him. Phil Halls. Thought Halls was going to win that fight, but, you know, came back.
Everybody says he's amazing.
That's tough.
I mean, he is.
He seems like it.
He just keeps getting caught.
All the physical kit. Yeah, just, it's tough, man. Like, he gets caught. Like, also, just, you need a fucking good chin at that weight. I don't know. It's tough, man. Like,
what is it, 85? Yeah, short notice fight, too.
Yeah.
And he's a 70 pounder, I think, too. Oh, Curtis.
That's tough. I like Phil Halls.
Curtis has been on the grind for a while, man. Yeah. He's always been that guy that I've just seen, like, in the background training.
Mm-hmm.
He's always in the room. Yeah.
34. Him getting in, and that other kid, Jason, who got in on the Contender Series. Yeah, from Syndicate.
Yeah.
Those guys getting in relatively around the same time is pretty sick to see.
That's awesome.
Because those guys are older and they put in a lot of time.
Yeah.
And finally, like, got their fair due.
Like 10 years, I saw on his Instagram.
Yeah. Imanov versus Shabazzian. Man, yeah, Shabazzian three in a row, bro. To go from being on top of the world.
Lost to Blon Brunson, broke him.
Hermanson and I'm evolved.
I think he was winning that Hermanson fight, but once Hermanson got into the
mat, I sat next to his like family and they were screaming.
Shabazzians?
Yeah. Ooh. And then Hermanson's side was to the left of me. They were screaming. I was like, he's like, F yeah, Jack. Yeah.
Oh,
and she's like, ah.
Looking at each other.
And I'm like,
family just start fighting.
I'm like,
that's crazy.
Like, who's winning?
Always tough.
So Imovov, I think he's really good. Trains with Cyril Gane, those guys, another French fighter.
By the way, you guys seen that video of Ngannou passing by? Sorry.
No, what?
Yeah. Ngannou passing by Gane and his.
He's from Russia, but he trains in France now, fighting out of. Okay, but he's Russian. Ngannou passing, Ngannou passing Gan. Where?
At the UFC.
When?
Last night at MSG.
Oh.
They were in his corner. I didn't know if you're doing a bit. Not yet.
How was that?
He kind of big timed him.
Who?
Ngannou didn't look at him. Just walked past him.
Did he not see him?
No, he got what?
He didn't gotta see that guy.
He didn't see Cyril Gane?
I see that guy.
He didn't see interim heavyweight champ Cyril and his previous coach of 8 years.
Oh man,
wait, where was this? During
this is in the back. He just walked.
By the way, whoever did the camera work for that, excellent job. Like, I don't know who.
Which page is this on? Because I got
on the UFC or ESPN MMA page. Right, it was perfect.
Yeah. Like, young Jamie.
No, it was literally like just Ngannou walking by, and then they just stop it at Cyril Gane and his coaches. And
like, get this.
You kind of almost see like Gane and the coaches like, yeah, what the fuck was that? Like he didn't even say nothing.
Dude,
like,
the UFC production team, villainous.
Dude, no, they killed that. Nah, whoever did that one. A1, guys. That was beautiful. Like,
a lot of those things are premeditated.
I mean, even if that was perfect.
Dude, after the fight...
It was just kind of weird, because, like, remember when they got Nick Diaz walking in, and then all of a sudden he just shakes
GSP's hand?
Who the hell? Like, that guy was good.
That was sick.
Yeah, when after Al's fight, and we were in the back, and we were talking, and, like, they walked over, like, low-key with the camera... While Wyman and I and Matt were talking about like the fight and whatever, and then all I see, I turn my head and at the corner of my eye, I see a camera just going up like this with the mic, and I'm like, "We're in mid conversation talking about like, do I just stop and make this like super awkward?" 100%. But I'm like, "Bro, what are you doing?"
Oh, did you have it? Sorry, viewers.
I pulled it up.
And this Ian Gary won. That man came through with the drip and said, "All right, I'm out of here."
And
then the camera goes right back to him.
Yeah, the African drip.
Honestly, I'm an Ngannou fan. Not a good look.
Yo, he just looked. And
yeah, you saw that, right?
They're all like,
he did one of those. Turned his nose up. He turned his nose up to him real quick. He's like, "I'm out of here, chief."
I mean, like, respect, like his coach, like
they even looked at each other, like.
You saw that, right?
I could just imagine Ngannou right now, like, why do I have to say something to him for? Why do I need to address him? I am the champion.
Everybody sells it. Even the fighters like, wait, hold up.
Everyone looking. Right.
They're like, damn. Ivanov is like, you gonna let him just do that, huh?
Nah, like, yeah. Bad look.
He's like, yeah.
Look at this stunt, this swagger.
I'll see you soon, boy. This Gary kid, I thought the hype was way hype until he hit that beautiful step back, Conor McGregor-esque, and clapped him. Damn, that was crazy.
He was like
170.
He says him and Chimaev will be fighting for the belt in a couple of years.
Hilarious.
Dude, his head is like smaller than mine at 170.
Did he mention Chimaev? Yeah, he did. Make that fight right now. Make that fight on the way for Chimaev to get to his next fight.
Nah.
That guy had a... What are we talking about?
Can't kill off the prospect yet.
That was like... The guy... This is what I mean. Like,
Wait, hold on. Like, was it a good fight? The guy, I missed this one.
He was getting beat up the whole first round.
He was losing that whole... And like... Really? And I like beat Jordan up. Williams because Jordan Williams is tough.
He's got a crazy story too.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got a really good story.
But like he, I think it's like some disease underdog. He had. He was like brought in to lose this fight. Like 100% brought in.
Oh, yeah.
Like he was the one going after him the whole time. Again, you're right. He hit that beautiful step back. You know,
overextended himself.
Yeah,
because he kept waiting in.
But he has that kind of fight. That's what I mean. Like,
but you know those guys who punch forward and they're going forward before the arm even goes back and retracts to protect. So he's punching forward. He's going up, and the guy just got out of the way of that left hand and just bink, and then followed up with one more. And I was like, damn, dog, you were about to get the craziest upset and ruin this man's whole Conor McGregor thing.
Mean,
and
after a performance like that, he could have just done been right about it and been like, yep, man, like that was a tough fight. Like, I know I was supposed to go in there and make this a flawless victory. Like, I was brought in for this, but like, you know, the guy fought tough. It is what it is. You're going to start being like, yeah, I want to fight Chimaev for I want to win the belt. Like, my man, one step at a time. Like, what are you talking about?
See, but you see what he's doing? He's got you. He's got you invested.
Invested?
Yes, because you're talking about it.
Oh, my. I'm talking about it because I'm on this podcast.
Yeah, but you're talking. But you know about it now. Like, this guy is crazy. He wants to fight Chimaev. But now you're like, this kid really thinks he could beat Chimaev?
But I remember Chimaev's first performance. Like, I'm going to actually remember Chimaev. This guy, I'm going to be like, Gary, wait, the guy that's gonna get eaten by Chimaev? Like, that's not how you want to be remembered. Like, Colby,
look at some guys and you're like, all right, you can talk your trash, and it's like, oh damn, and you're badass.
Yeah,
like, that's, you know, like, what I mean, like. But you look at some other guys.
Like, oh, you can talk
that. Like, you can talk the trash, but it's like, all right, I don't want to see you fight him. I don't want to see you fight him. All right, I kind of don't want to see you fight that wrestler.
Over the weekend,
over the weekend, there's a Bellator card. Aljo, I know you're a UFC guy, but I don't know if you're allowed to. I mean,
I don't care.
I mean, what's his name?
Apache.
That's it. Gallagher.
Apache Mix.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Apache Mix in the building.
This man Gallagher talking.
Apache Mix in the
he's
building.
Doing the whole, like, Conor McGregor. He's doing that whole shtick.
Get him out of
and
here.
And then you're going to get arm, you know, arm and guillotine. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I was worried for Mix in that, man. Because we trained and I was like, I don't know what's going to happen with this fight. Because I've trained with Gallagher on short notice. And I was, you know, a lot of drinking, obviously, when I was on my world tour in London, Liverpool, and Ireland. I was. I went there as a guest fighter and I just slamming beers with the crazy Liverpool people and whatever. And I trained with him, hungover. But it was, I could tell when a guy is good, like back control, whatever. And I was like, if he's still
this
got that hunger.
You let this man take your back, score 380 CPC points on you?
Nah, he did. He did. But I got him back.
Yeah,
I got him back.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm dead.
But you know, I'm honest when I, you know, I give real credit where it's due. And I was like, if this kid's not training any harder than this, there's gonna be a problem.
Well, I was telling Longo today because you know, obviously we trained with Patchy when we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
Gas
tank is almost non-existent.
Wow, I didn't know we're allowed to roast him like that, but. No, I mean that arm and guillotine, like, and usually I don't know.
He had me in some guillotines too, man. The guy's good.
Fighting out of that arm and guillotine, he had that. Like, he got it on me. I was fighting out of it for a minute. I couldn't get out. Like, he got me with that. I was like, dude, that is a tight fucking guillotine. And the arm in, I think, is tough to finish a lot.
Yeah.
But he did say, like, obviously, yeah, it's kind of like my move. Like, I'm really good at that. So when he hit that, I was like, Jesus Christ, against the guy again, like Gallagher, who's a credited jiu-jitsu guy. Actually, I have no idea what he does in terms of jiu-jitsu, to be honest, but I'm told he's good.
Nah,
yeah,
he's good. He can take it back well. He's got
But that's, you know,
again,
that's not, it's not, when you only are good at like one thing, is it really jiu-jitsu or are you just good at one aspect of it?
No, that's fair.
Okay. You know, that's the way I try to judge people's ground game
yeah.
as a whole, not just, oh, you can take, like, even like a Bryce Mitchell, like, no offense, but his jiu-jitsu is really just, I take you down with body locks, and if I can get on the back, I'm great.
Yeah.
And if I can't, what other great jiu-jitsu-like moves? Like, do we see him ever hitting triangles? Do we ever see him hitting arm bars or passing him out? Like, that's how I dissect.
I'm going after everyone on this.
Well, I'm not going after him. I'm dissecting his game. I'm just, in comparison, like,
objectively, you're
like Damian Maia. That guy can hit a butterfly sweep.
No,
he can pass that half guard like butter.
Yeah.
He'll knee slice over. He'll hit arm bars off of his back from mount S mount triangles. That's a different. That's jujitsu. You know.
Hard though.
It's hard. It's hard. You have to put time in it.
Some of these guys.
Yeah. But I'm not saying Bryce Mitchell very effective because how else is the guy's jujitsu that he fights? So it's like, he's going to win that every single time.
Absolutely.
Apache Mix, he gets into that situation, he's going to hit that guillotine almost every single time.
I agree. So it is, I don't know, it depends what you want to do. I mean, would you rather invest more time in, like, all right, I just get in these positions? I guess it depends on how much time you have, too. Like,
oh,
you start
the
sport at 30, like, all right, I got to get these three moves down, and if I don't get these three moves, fight's over. Like, something like that.
Who started at 30?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay. I was like,
you,
oh, damn.
You got, like, 16. Like, yo, you get time, man. Like, invest in everything. Like, get good overall base in jiu-jitsu.
100%.
Like, have good stand-up. Like,
that's why I'm happy every day that I started with wrestling, because to make up for that learning curve.
That's a tough one.
Yep.
It seems like the older you are, the harder it is to understand. Like,
unless you're GSP.
Yeah, but they did say he really invested time in it.
Yeah.
I think you have to do the same thing for jiu-jitsu, same thing for boxing.
That's why even when we were doing that, the class, like, right before I left with Al, and we were drilling, like, I start off with, like, basic wrestling mechanics, like, actual wrestling where we're hitting shots like a wrestler, cutting off the way a wrestler should, so you could understand the transition between how to move them, get their feet to move, stepping out into transitions.
Guy who's literally trying to defend that.
Yeah.
Like, they're not trying to punch you. They're not trying to move. Like, they're built trying to stop.
You gotta know how to actually wrestle, dog. Like, because people in the sport nowadays, they do. Like, people know how to wrestle. Like, if you don't have these baseline deep, like, just basics, you're in trouble, man. It's like, it's the same thing if you were just about to go into a fight and, like, you have no hands. Like, you have terrible kickoff. Like, that's a risky move, right? Like, getting into a fight like that.
I was telling somebody this the other day. I'm like, look, if unless you have, like, elite level striking, if you don't have decent wrestling, you're going to be incomplete.
You're in trouble.
Because you're going to get taken down by someone who does, and you're just going to get, you know, rode out. That's it.
Yeah.
When are you going back to Vegas?
Tomorrow.
This guy's wild, man.
He doesn't even have, like, a flight.
Dude, what time is it?
Tomorrow night. I'm leaving tomorrow night. I'm
tired, man.
Last honorable mentions, Chris Barnett got a great win over our guy, Vellante. That wheel kick was ridiculous. You just don't see heavyweight guys that height, that build, dancing like that, and hitting kicks like that.
It's just random.
Yeah.
It was really awesome that he gave
Vellante that love, man. I think that took the sting off of it, man.
I'm a fan after that. I'm a huge fan after that.
That kick didn't even hurt Vellante. It rocked his equilibrium, but Vellante was, like, still there to fight.
Yeah.
It's just, he caught him off guard. It was like almost like he just shut up, like, yo, I can't believe. I feel like he was more shocked and surprised. Like, I can't believe I just got hit with that.
Respectfully, when the ref, like, called the fight, it looked like he just got, got up and was like, well, that was crazy. Like, that was.
He was just like, really?
Yeah, like.
Really? I just got hit.
Like, he was like, oh, it wasn't like that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like.
I was like, oh, man, that was wild. All right, good job, guys. All right, everyone go home.
Thanks for coming.
Wild.
Dustin Jacoby, short notice, takes the fight on. I think like a week or something like that.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know.
Wins the fight, 205. I think, isn't he an 85er or is he a 205er? He's a big dude.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
How did Milsik do?
Milsik looked great, but Sauza just as good. Karate versus pretty much Muay Thai,
like,
kickboxing.
A kind of Wonder Boy esque style, but
front kick, kick punch, man, all night.
Yo, honestly, I hate that style. And it's so annoying.
Was
yeah. Nah, Melsic
was
definitely doing more damage.
I would say, I don't know, man. That first round, maybe. I got to watch it again, but that kid is good.
I'm biased against that fucking yeah style because I'm just like, dog, like,
dude,
fight me.
The whole time, bouncing, circling.
Yeah. I was tight. I'm because I would honestly just be like, yo, like, point right here. We have no other option. Like, I'm done with this, like.
Dude, chasing him around. I was like, yo, this is got to be so
frustrating. Oh, I was getting frustrated watching. Yeah. I'm like, stand and fight like a man.
And then
Odey Osborne, congrats to him, Jamaican brethren.
How tall is that guy? He's pretty big.
He's 5'7", I want to say, or 5'6". Yeah, last time I checked, we were like the same height. He won on the Contender Series, lost to Kellen Hurd's debut, beat a guy, Jerome Rivera, lost to Cape. So he's kind of alternating wins and losses. But I mean, that's pretty much it.
Light is crazy, right?
Tomorrow we got, what are you guys doing in the morning for training?
I thought we were doing
jiu-jitsu.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Or grappling.
Yeah. So we'll do that. And then I got to come home, pack, heading out at night. Ooh, it's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Are you doing MMA class?
I don't know if I'm going to have time, to be honest. I'm going to try. But if my requirements of trying is someone has to run me to the airport. And that's all, folks. We'll be back next time. Thank you guys for tuning in. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. All right, later, guys. Peace. Yeah.